This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our outstanding producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is 6 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Welcome into hour 2 of the big program. Many thanks to Pat Kreitlow and Trygve Olsen for being on in hour 1. It is Wednesday, January 29th, 2025. It's a great day to be a Wisconsinite, and it is
Pump Day!
There you go. It is the middle of the week, Zommerama, and it feels like Friday.
It does. That's weird, but it does.
I wish it were Friday. But we're here in the middle of the week. We're glad to have you along. Another big hour straight ahead. Take a little look at the news on a couple of lighter things. And also ask you what's worse in just a moment. I want to remind you a programming note. I believe that Pat Kreitlow said it earlier. Very exciting tomorrow morning, 9 a.m., on the Civic Media Radio Network, our friend and colleague Earl Ingram going to have Joan Crawford. No, Susan Crawford. Wouldn't that be something, though, if Joan Crawford were
that
on
would.
The show?
Different Crawford.
Yeah. No, it's Susan Crawford. She is the liberal candidate for Wisconsin Supreme Court. She's going to be on the Earl Ingram program tomorrow at 9 a.m. Should be absolutely fantastic. Get to know Judge Crawford and find out more about the Supreme Court race. That's tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Coming up tonight, are you a basketball fan? Well, of course you are, especially Wisconsin men's basketball. The Badgers are in Maryland tonight. I should have asked Trygve if he was going tonight to the game out there in D.C., but, you know, Maryland's close by. But Wisconsin at Maryland, big game for the Wisconsin Badgers. The pregame show kicks off at 5 o'clock this afternoon, early start time. For Wisconsin, 5 o'clock broadcast for the pregame show. You can hear the game if you are in the beautiful towns of Amory, Wisconsin Rapids, Racine, Kenosha, and Richland Center. And if you're not, guess what? We have you covered because you can also download the Civic Media app and enjoy it for free. Simply go to your app store, Apple, Android device, type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Media. It takes less than a minute. It's free. It's what Gail King at CBS calls ideal. So there you go. The Civic Media app. Go to the stations I mentioned. Click on that. 5 o'clock. You can hear the game for free. Badgers taking on Maryland. 5 o'clock with the pregame show.
Jeff Perry on Facebook comments, Zommerama? I've never heard that one either, Jeff.
I think that's a new one.
It's an improvisation.
That, by the way, that happens quite a bit on this show. People ask, were things planned? And I say, are you kidding me? Look at this show. We come in, we turn on the microphone, we see what happens.
So that's drastically underselling the amount of preparation and work Todd does.
but no, it's fun just to talk.
This is true.
You know, that's what we do here. Anyway, 9 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock. Time once again for What's Worse. Let's go. This or that, this
or that. Then, of course, the choice is yours. You can get with this or you can get with that. You can get with this or you can get with that.
Time once again for What's Worse. No prizes to give away, no cash money involved, but your chance to hear yourself across the statewide Civic Media Radio Network. 11 stations in all bright and beautiful and shining. I think our feed up at the Tap up at Eau Claire undergoing a makeover today. They're getting a new makeup and
I believe so.
They're getting they're adjusting the antenna so that the signal goes out even further. So that'll be fantastic. You can still hear us though on the Civic Media app on WCFW the Tap via the Civic Media app. All right, here we go. What's worse? And this is fantastic because both annoy me.
For me, it's not remotely close.
Really? All right, I'll look forward to this in nervous anticipation. What's worse, seeing someone, watching someone bite their fingernails, or hearing the sound of fingernails on a chalkboard. What's worse, seeing or witnessing, watching someone bite their fingernails, or hearing the sound of fingernails on a chalkboard? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. You could also text us on the Civic Media app. Let us know what you think. Because people have, you alluded to this, strong feelings. So is it watching someone bite their fingernails or hearing the sound of fingernails on a chalkboard? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Let's go to the phone lines. Gary in beautiful Sussex. Gary, what's worse, seeing somebody bite their fingernails or hearing the sound of fingernails on the old chalkboard?
Well, when the guy pumps my septic tank, if I saw him chewing on his fingernails, I guess that would be the worst.
You've reached a new category, right? That would be a heck of a lot worse.
That's what I say.
All right, thanks, Gary.
Chewing on the fingernails.
All right.
Thanks, bye.
Hey, thank you. Really appreciate the call. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What is worse, watching someone bite their fingernails or hearing the sound of fingernails on a chalkboard? And Gary points out, I forgot to do the setup on this today, by the way. Gary points out why I think this is an interesting topic, because we are right in the middle, just ask us here at Civic Media, in the middle of the cold and flu season. And if, you know,
disinfecting wipes.
Thank you. That's fantastic. We have disinfecting wipes here that we use to wipe everything down, but even still, if you've got your hands in your mouth or you touch your eyes, that's the other thing people don't talk about, is your eyes, you can get the germs. And so this is a great question for the old cold and flu season. What's worse, seeing someone bite their fingernails or hearing the sound of fingernails on a chalkboard? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. We'd love to hear from you on this. It's the question of the day in the cold and flu season, as it turns out. Here's a listener on WMDX here in Madison, one of our great plumbers. And God love all the people in the service industry, the trades industry out there, plumbers who keep everything flowing this time of year. The plumber says, as a plumber, it's definitely worse to see someone chew their nails, kind of to Gary's point earlier. And listening in beautiful Chippewa Falls via WAUK says, fingers if you're talking germs, but chalkboard if you're talking about a sound. That's a great qualifier. 855-752-4842. Let's go to the phone lines. Luis, listening in Madison. Luis, what's worse, seeing someone bite their fingernails or hearing the sound of fingernails on a chalkboard?
Oh, hey, Todd. I can close my eyes and not see someone devour their fingernails. But even if I close my eyes, I still have to hear that sound on the chalkboard. So I think the chalkboard is much worse.
Thank you, my friend. I appreciate your listening. Right? That sound. But here's an interesting point. With fewer chalkboards in schools, it doesn't have the same effect like on a whiteboard.
It does not.
You know what I mean?
But similar noises, though.
Right. Similar. Those grating noises on your ears, right? What's worse? Either watching someone bite their fingernails or hearing someone's fingernails on a chalkboard. 855-752-4842. Elliot, watching on the old YouTube. We appreciate it, Elliot. 1,000%, he says, hearing nails on a chalkboard. There are few sounds that are worse. No equivocation there whatsoever. Greg in beautiful Genesee Depot, listening on WAUK, says, seeing someone bite their fingernails. I watch Braun bite his fingernails all through his season. All right. Yeah, a lot of athletes have kind of that nervous tick. What else we have there on the old text line, Zomers? We'll kind of go through some of the got them here, I guess. Chris, listening in Blue River on WRCE, saying fingernails on a chalkboard are far worse. For me, seeing someone chew their toenails is preferable to fingernails on a chalkboard. Wow.
Chris, I could not agree more. I would rather see somebody chewing someone else's toenails who hasn't showered in 3 months than hear nails on a chalkboard.
Wow. Zomers with the quick way in there. And Chris brings up all kinds of things here. I'm not sure. I'm not limber enough anymore to chew my toenails. But, yeah, that'd be gross. But so Zomers, you are 100% in on the sound.
Yeah. For me, like if I see someone chewing their nails, whatever, I can get over it. But if I hear it, there's certain sounds like that or like two pieces of styrofoam rubbing together, like that particular kind of sound that like I just feel it in my jaw and my inner ear and it gives me shivers and I hate it so much.
I guess with the biting of the fingernails, most of the time we could either look away or just close our eyes or whatever. Where to the point you're making there, that if you're in the vicinity, it may be harder to get away from the sound of chalkboard. Or like you say, there are other sounds out there that really set people off as well. So like, ooh, gross. Len, listening in Madison, says, I was saying earlier, chalkboards are old school. Dry erase boards are remarkable. Well, there's a vote for dry erase boards.
They are remarkable.
They are remarkable, yeah. Not just once, not just twice, but you can mark them over and over again. Chris, listening in Janesville via WMDX, says the noise sticks with you.
It does. It sits in that spot in the middle of my head, just... Ugh.
It gives you a little bit of the heebie-jeebies just listening to it, right?
Just thinking about listening to it gives me the heebie-jeebies.
Our ongoing contributor, Jeff Perry, of Zomers Remarks, says, now that's a Zomerama. Thank you. We brought in a canned studio audience for today's show.
Yes, we did. Or I did, anyway.
Yeah, you did. You did. What's worse, seeing or watching someone bite their fingernails or hearing the sound of fingernails on a chalkboard? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842, or you could text us on the old Civic Media app. It is a little bit of depends, but I would tend to agree on this one with Zomers. I think that hearing that sound is the instantaneous, or if I see someone gnawing on their fingernails, I tend to just be like, oh, gross, and like look away.
Right.
But so, I mean, some people are like, I've known people that would bite their knuckles to the point where they're raw or bite their fingernails until there's nothing left.
That's just unfortunate.
Right down to the bone. It's a nervous tick. All right. We'll come back. We'll should we wrap it up? Or we'll keep the lines open, but that's where we are. Once again, what's the worst? Come on back. More newsy news on the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tom Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along. 21 now past the hour of 1 o'clock on Wednesday, January 29th. We'll keep the phone lines, the votes open here for a little while longer on the what's worse today. What's worse, watching someone bite their fingernails, chew on them, or hearing someone put their fingernails down a blackboard? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Also text us on the Civic Media app. Kirk texting in from beautiful Eau Claire, Wisconsin today. He says, you weren't joking. Your show just went off the air in Chippewa Falls. Well, that's why I wanted to give you a heads up. Nothing to be concerned about. In fact, be excited about it because we're helping get even greater signals out there. A great engineering team upgrading. And in the meantime, just download the old Civic Media app and you can click on AUK, Eau Claire there. Or not, CFW, Eau Claire, the tap. You have the music side as well in the tap, or one of the other first 11 stations. We're on 11 stations across the state of Wisconsin. You're yawning, Zommers. Am I boring you?
No. I should have gotten more sleep.
You and I both. You and I both, my friend. It was one of those nights where I woke up at about 3 o'clock, and I don't know if I got back to bed before 5.
Yeah, I had trouble both falling and staying asleep. Sometimes really? It just happens.
Yeah. Because as I said, I went down to beautiful Monroe last night to see the father of my godsons, mi compadre. I hadn't seen each other in a long time. We had a beverage and kind of caught up a little bit. And then I was back at a reasonable hour. I think I was back by 9 or 10 or so. Watched a little news, and I thought, well, I'll watch the opening of Colbert. And the next thing I know, I wake up in my chair, and it's like 3, and then you try to go to the back to bed, and you're just like, no, this is, you lay there and hem and haw.
Dave in New Berlin says, yeah. I'm a nail biter. It's pretty bad. Nails really? Down a blackboard is worse. You know, if,
wow.
PSA for people out there who bite their nails and don't want to, you can purchase bitter clear nail polish. So you paint your nails, but no one sees it if you're, you know, if you're not someone who normally paints your nails, but it tastes bad to help break the habit.
Now, here's news you can use. I mean, you tune in for some news and information, but here, this is beyond state news. This is beyond local news. This is personal news you can use. And Zommers has brought it to us today, and I appreciate it. Nail polish to help you stop biting your nails.
Yep. You can just look up clear, bitter nail polish, and you can find
it. Really? I've learned something new. Well, Dave, I get it. Dave in New Berlin saying that, I mean, some people, it's more like a nervous tick, right? It's hard to stop it. Tyler, listening up in beautiful Wisconsin Rapids. Oh, Wisconsin Rapids. WFHR, our great team up there. Lovely town, lovely station. Robert Shaw, he says, quote, Robert Shaw got the attention of the bickering townsfolks of Pleasant Grove with fingernails on a chalkboard, and later a shark chewed Robert's nails on jaws. I forgot that part. A lot of movies. We should ask our friend Pete Schraba on Nightlight every night from 6 to 8. The history of fingernails in cinema.
I bet there's a very deep history.
You know, we could talk about it all day and just barely scratch the surface. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, appreciate that. That's very interesting. All right, 25 past the hour of 1 o'clock here. We'll continue to take calls and thoughts on that. I want to turn a page on something. And again, there's so much coming out of D.C. today that I think we just have to kind of limit ourselves a little bit and think of terms of what's helpful and what's not. This is something I simply want to make sure that it doesn't go unnoticed. There's a lot of people, probably a lot of folks that are regular listeners of Civic Media that are not necessarily huge fans of former President George W. Bush. Just a guess.
I think that guess is probably correct.
Yes. But even the most liberal of folks, notably Hollywood, people like Matt Damon and others, have said, you know what, the one caveat on the George W. Bush presidency is he set aside partisanship and he got PEPFAR, international program, long had bipartisan support, was created under the George W. Bush presidency in 2003 that helped save millions of lives in Africa for HIV/AIDS. Well, President Donald Trump has paused funding for the popular and effective program for distributing those HIV/AIDS medications, as we said, known as PEPFAR, stands for the President's Emergency Plan for AIDS Relief. As a result of Trump's January 20th executive order halting the vast majority of foreign aid for at least 90 days, his administration has also ordered those medications already on the shelves to not be distributed. Since it was created in 2003 by President George W. Bush, PEPFAR, which has a $6.5 billion annual budget, has saved an estimated, wait for it, 26 million lives. 26 million lives saved. and prevented millions of infections, according to the State Department. Yet the pause in funding, State Department spokesperson Tammy Bruce told NPR National Public Radio, quote, is a moral imperative, unquote. The U.S., she said, is, quote, no longer going to blindly dole out money with no return for the American people, unquote. Really? Saving 26 million lives plus not a good enough return for the Trump administration. Donald Trump famously told Howard Stern back in 1997 that avoiding AIDS and STDs was his own, quote, personal Vietnam, unquote. He went on to say, quote, it's amazing. I can't even believe it. I've been so lucky in terms of that whole world. It's a dangerous world out there. It's like Vietnam, sort of. It was my own personal Vietnam. I feel like a great and very brave soldier, unquote, Trump said. Trump's mentor, Roy Cohen, was not so lucky, however, dying from the virus in 1986. The bulk of PEPFAR's work takes place in developing nations where patients are already being turned away. The New York Times has reported former President Joe Biden's administration chief of staff for PEPFAR told the outlet, quote, this is another domino in the devastating impact of the harmful freeze to programs, leaving lives hanging in the balance. Not sure much more I can add to that one. Back after this on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Yeah, freedom. Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 34 now past the hour of 1 o'clock. Glad to have you along. Want to weigh in on a Wednesday here? Feel free, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. I was talking earlier with Trigvi Olson about the fact that the Trump administration a couple days ago here put out a sudden freeze on federal spending and then about an hour ago came out and said, actually, no, not so much. Just kidding. And they left, gave an order out that they were rescinding that freeze.
Just kidding. For now.
For now. Cindy in Appleton wanted to weigh in. Cindy, thanks for very much for calling. What say you?
Well, regarding this whole freeze thing, I don't really understand how people don't see the total ramifications of this, because this is going to put our country, as far as I'm concerned, in a huge vulnerability of national security. And I don't understand why Pinocchio's administration and all the Republicans would want to put us into a national security compromised position. I just, for the life of me, can't wrap myself around that one.
Yeah, I think I appreciate the call, Cindy. My two cents, I think it's a combination, right? I think it part of it is there are inexperienced people. Remember Trump, the first Trump administration? He brought in people like Reince Priebus from Wisconsin, John Kelly, list goes on and on. People who some of them you might have agreed with, some not, but at least they were experienced in government. At least they had a modicum of respect for the institutional norms for the Constitution. And by and large, not all, but many of the people that Trump has brought in 2.0 simply don't have that experience or ethos, and that's what Trump has said he wants. He doesn't want people around him saying no anymore. So part of it, like this order that was given out couple days ago now that was rescinded on freezing government spending, it may well be just people completely inexperienced who said, who didn't know what was what they were really doing. Well, we're going to, we said, we want to do this. Well, you have to define that before you do it. To Trigvi's point, Trigvi Olson earlier, look, I work for federal government. I'm not saying that there aren't needs to make sure that we're spending taxpayer money wisely, but you don't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater, so to speak. There are lots of federal programs that are integral and important to Wisconsinites' everyday lives. And then the other part of it is I think there are people in Trump World 2.0 who want the chaos is the point, right? To divide us amongst ourselves so that the oligarchs, the rich folks that were sitting in the front row at the Trump inauguration that control social media can divide us amongst ourselves so that we think our neighbor is the enemy instead of the people sitting in the front row at the inauguration and the politicians. And so we hate each other. 855-752-4842. Let's go to Mark in Prairie du Sac. Mark, thanks for calling in. What's up?
Yeah, I don't know if you saw it yet, but there's a fire warning for Columbia County that I just got a notification on my phone because it's extremely dry weather. And that's one of the reasons I haven't had a fire this winter. It's because no snow on the ground and everything's dry and a single spark can light up a good chunk of the state if we're not careful. And all these people are naysaying about firefighting. I mean, if you have dry conditions and, you know, 25 to 40 mile an hour winds, we could have some nastiness right here in the state of Wisconsin, you know, that rather than getting off on beating on the people in California, because there's nothing you can do about the wind. I mean, that in spite of what some of MAGA thinks, that you can't control the weather. I mean, that there are no Jewish space lasers out there generating wind.
I just tried to look it up. I can't. Are you talking? This is like the conditions are so dry in Columbia County that the DNR puts up these warnings.
I think there are some actual fires going, and because it is dry. Mm-hmm. Nonetheless, it's still dry. I mean, it's like a red flag warning up north when you know the snow's gone and things haven't greened up yet. That you see those all the time. Every spring you see those up north.
I'm looking at the Wisconsin DNR. .wi.gov site right now. And basically, if you go from Appleton over, Green Bay over to La Crosse, everything south of that is in a moderate fire danger, according to the DNR, and everything north of that is low. But that doesn't discount the fact there may well be an active fire in Columbia County. So I appreciate you calling that in, Mark. We'll look into that. Certainly be careful. I mean, one of the dangers, right, when you're on the interstate or any road and the smoke from the fire crosses that roadway, that just brings it down to zero visibility sometimes and could create some pretty bad driving conditions and accidents. So as we say, use your wisdom and be smart and don't try to, you know, drive through that stuff. Appreciate the call. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Tom, listening on WMDX in beautiful McFarland. Tom, thanks for calling in. You want to talk about the funding and the freeze that has now been lifted.
Well, exactly. And I think that, again, bigger picture, the benchmarks of our overall economic prosperity is this idea that the government is stable, that you can rely on the American government for sound policy, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Trump and Republicans, just for something along the spending freeze without thinking things through, they're sending a message of chaos. Trump and his tariffs, as we are speaking right now, the Latin American countries, they are meeting and they're forming an economic union specifically to see the United States as an adversary. They no longer see us as a trading partner. They're now seeing us as adversarial, thanks in large part to Trump and the Republicans. This doesn't go away once Trump is gone. This is stuff that's going to be hitting with us for, like, years and years, which will be difficult to repair. And the Republicans' response is, let's go after DEI, as if that has anything to do with how the rest of the world is seeing us. We're in for some scary times, just from an economic perspective, beyond what is right in front of us.
Yeah. Appreciate the call, Tom. Thank you so very much. I agree that, again, and this is something we've talked openly about on this show, is how much of the sideshow do we cover and talk about, and how much of that is meant as a distraction and to divide us, to your point. Now, I think some of these things are important. We have to remain cognizant and be aware. I think it's important information, but not to dwell on it, right? Because at the end of the day, what happens in our neighborhoods, our towns, our villages, our cities, our state, those are the things that we have direct, or at least more direct, control over. We can organize. We can run for offices locally and in the state. We can hold our local elected officials more accountable. And quite frankly, we could also just reach out and make friends. Remember that? Get off our screens, get off our phones, our devices. Join a local service organization, Rotary, Lions, Kiwanis, what have you. If you're involved, if you're a religious person in your church, lots of towns across Wisconsin, cities, villages have local thrift shops where the money goes for a food pantry. Volunteer at a food pantry. Those are all things that desperately need our help and assistance as Wisconsinites that we can continue to work towards and on. That actually help break down these barriers that folks in D.C., the MAGA administration, are trying to put up. So great call. Great point. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Love to hear from you on any of this or any other phone or any other subject you might want to talk about as well. I wanted to get to this. Comes to us from TMJ4.com on their story from yesterday that Republicans who control the Wisconsin legislature want to ban phones and other electronic devices in K-12 classrooms. How do you feel about this? Republicans wanting to ban phones and electronic devices in K-12 classrooms. Similar bans, according to the story, have been signed into law by both Democrats and Republicans in at least 8 other states across the country. The measure brought forward in Wisconsin earlier this month would require local school districts to create their own policies banning phones, laptops, and gaming devices during instructional time, with exceptions for electronics that are used for educational purposes and in cases of emergency. Quote from Republican Representative Joel Kitchens in the Assembly says, quote, "We know it's not going away. This is not going to solve everything. Kids are still going to be getting on social media at night," Kitchens said, "but we really need to teach them to use it responsibly. So hopefully they can learn when to put it aside and concentrate on what you're doing," unquote. Many schools across the state have policies in place restricting the use of smartphones and other devices in class, but Kitchens says those policies have been largely ineffective. Some Wisconsin schools have introduced phone bans only to roll them back after facing backlash from students and parents. How do you feel about this? Phones and electronic devices in classrooms. And again, as a former Republican who left the party in 2011, I find this striking and interesting, to say the least, because for years when I was involved, one of the mantras was government closest to the people works best. And I actually tend to believe that. Not tend to believe that. I do believe that. And it was all about local control. And really starting with former Governor Scott Walker and Act 10, and not just that, but other bills and laws, or bills that became laws. I don't know in my career, 30 years in politics and government, if I ever saw a bigger reach by state government to mandate things on local municipalities than during the Walker administration. I come from a family of educators, and believe me, this is a tough road to hoe if you're an educator. Because some schools literally use laptops in the teaching. I mean,
and that number is increasing drastically.
I mean, Zomers, you've been in school a lot more recently than I have. Were electronic devices, laptops and such used in your classroom?
Yes. I graduated in 2017. And when I was in, I believe, seventh grade, our school district got a grant that's or a donation from somebody. I don't remember exactly how it worked, but I do remember we started getting laptops for each student and I helped roll that out. We had to fix some stuff with it, but eventually, yeah, everyone had a laptop or a Chromebook and we used them in class, in almost every class every day.
I know in some school districts, teachers are allowed to say devices or phones away. You have to put them in your backpack or whatever during class.
Personally, I think that should be allowed.
Yeah, that's a pretty easy thing just for an educator teacher to see. Some schools actually allow teachers to have like a basket or whatever when the students come in the classroom in the door. They put their phones in the basket and the teacher puts that on their desk or whatever, and then they're allowed to pick them up as they go out the door. And again, it seems to me local school districts should be able to handle that the way that they see fit. I don't know that we need a state law, because then who's going to enforce that? Are we going to have state inspectors coming into classrooms all across the country? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Brian in beautiful Maguanago. Brian, thanks for calling. What say you?
Well, I'm not a parent, so you would think I should just probably step aside and keep quiet. But
hey, everybody's got a viewpoint. Go ahead.
Yeah. I just think it's a horrible idea to ban them, because another huge problem we have in schools are people with guns. So, you know, I would not want my kid in school to not have the ability to contact either dial 911 or call myself.
Yeah.
So I would not. Put them away when you're in class, but I would not in any way take them away from, you know, students. But the other thing is that if this is a Republican-led bill, then it's guaranteed there's ulterior motives. And I hate that I have to say that nowadays, but Democrats need to start playing the game that way from here on out.
Appreciate it, Brian. Thank you so much. I'm up against the clock. I have not read the bill. I'm only going by the story here. But yeah, I tend to agree. You want kids to be able to call from school. Back after this on Civic Media.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to the Tom Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 9 before the hour of 2 o'clock. Coming up at the top of the hour, ABC or CBS News, depending upon which of our great stations across the Civic Media statewide radio network that you listen to, followed by some weather. Great sports reporter Mike Clemens fills us in. Don't forget, Wisconsin men's basketball on the road tonight. Maryland is the opponent at Maryland. Early pregame time this afternoon at 5 p.m. Can be heard over the airwaves in Amory, Wisconsin Rapids, Racine, Kenosha, and Richland Center. If you're not in one of those great communities, download the Civic Media app, and you can hear it for free on the app via one of those stations. Again, starting at 5 o'clock, Wisconsin at Maryland. Coming up after news, weather, and sports at the top of the hour, the Maggie Dawn Show, along with Aaron Zomers. You ever watch the old Jerry Lewis telethons? And they go for hours and hours, and by the end, Jerry Lewis just looked done in. And
I'm not actually producing your show today.
Oh, you're not? Oh,
no. Corey and or Jamie are doing that time.
Well, very good.
That was me yesterday, though.
I wanted to give you credit because you're doing yeoman's work. And you're getting it done. So God love you. We appreciate you, Zomers. And then after a Maggie Dawn show, the aforementioned Dom Salvia show from 4 until 6. 6 o'clock, Pete Schwabe and Night White, followed by Rick Smith Across America and the great Robert Pilot and Native Roots Radio. Another fantastic lineup here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Talking about this bill authored by Republican Joel Kitchens in the state legislature, which would require local school districts to create their own policies banning phones, laptops, and gaming devices during instructional time, with exceptions for electronics that are used for educational purposes and in cases of emergency. To me, seems an overstep, by my former party, I say leave it to the local school districts, because how is the state going to send people in to police this or what? 855-752-4842. Let's go to Jack in Merrimack. Jack, thanks for holding. What say you?
Well, on the phones thing, you know that I taught for over 40 years.
Indeed. We appreciate all your service, Jack.
Thank you. But towards the end, anyway, in the testing situation, I allowed my students to use their phones because there's calculators that'll do anything that a dedicated calculator will do on almost all phones nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
Well, unfortunately, that changed really fast because the second semester that I had that policy, one of the study hall teachers intercepted a text, and the text was literally asking for the answer to one of the problems on the test.
Wow.
And at that point, I got I had to do something, and what I did was I got a bunch of calculators, and fortunately the principal I was working with was very cooperative with almost everything I did in my classes, because I generally had a pretty good result.
Mm-hmm.
And he ordered me up a couple dozen dedicated calculators, and the students were no longer allowed to use their phones on the on a testing situation.
That took a little starch out of them.
Right? Yeah, it's unfortunate that had to happen, but
Jack, agree or disagree, don't you think those policies should be left up to local school districts, not some state mandate?
Well, of course, and certainly up to the individual classroom situation. This is, you know, our charge in all of the school systems, all the public schools, is to individualize instruction as much as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I think, is even more of an issue here, because certainly kids got to learn to use electronics appropriately these days.
Yeah.
And that's a real critical thing.
Agree. Thank you, Jack. I appreciate the call as always. 855-752-4842. Last caller of the day, Troy in beautiful Mount Horeb. Troy, thanks for calling in. What say you?
Oh, the local control Republicans strike again.
Right.
Not to bring up a bad thing, but police get information sometimes from kids with phones during a school shooting.
No, you're right.
And if we take that away, maybe we take away a communication line for
them. Yeah, no, I agree with you, Troy. And to be fair to the author, Representative Kitchens, I haven't read verbatim the bill. I'm only going by the story here, that the synopsis of it, but it's reported that the bill by Kitchens would allow for having phones in cases of emergency. It's not clear whether that means it would be on their person or in the classroom or whatever. I don't necessarily disagree with his intent on this. I just don't know that it should be a statewide mandate, to your point. You know, as a former, as a former Republican, I just don't. Believe me, our teachers, our educators, our local school boards don't need yet another state mandate that they have to make sure that they're complying with, or they're going to get dinged. I trust our educators.
As the father of two teachers, I agree with you.
I appreciate that. I just think that those educators know their classroom. They can take care of it. And I trust our educators to get it done. Appreciate the call, Troy. As always, thank you so very much. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Out of time for today, but we appreciate everybody calling in and being with us. Stay tuned. Maggie Dawn is next. Susan Crawford, Supreme Court Justice candidate on Earl Ingram tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow from noon until 2, if the waters don't rise, and God willing. We appreciate everybody. For Zommers, I'm All Ball. Thank you to Trigby Olson, Pat Kreitlow. Remember, whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. See you tomorrow. Banging on your drum. Keep banging on. And your day will come. Keep banging on. Banging on your drum. And they will hear you.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.